Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Alan McReynolds. He's a local historian and descendant of some of Longview's original families. Speaking today about what it's like raising horses in the Gregton area and the humorous efforts we go to acclimate children to horses.
Texans have a history of enjoying their livestock, particularly horses. And my family was no different. I grew up in the Gregton community. A lot of people refer to it now as Pine Tree, on my family's farm. And the family had moved here in 1845 during the Regulator-Moderator War from Shelbyville, Shelby County, Texas, because their family attorney had been shot at a family dinner party during a land dispute. So we had been here a long time, but my grandfather was particularly interested in horses and cattle, and had a number of head of cattle that we all participated in helping raise. My grandmother was really the horse breeder, and at the time of my childhood, she had as many as 25 different quarter horses that she was raising and selling and promoting around the state of Texas. But the story I want to tell you is about a time when I was 6 years old. My grandfather was particularly concerned that I was skittish and uncomfortable around the ponies in the stable, and he didn't think that that was appropriate for a grandchild of his, because he knew that we would be around horses our entire life, and he wanted me to become comfortable. And he had purchased a Shetland pony for me, and it scared me because it was always butting me with its head, and it was very aggressive, as Shetland ponies can often be, and very stubborn. So he devised an idea about how to get me to be comfortable around the pony and around horses, and took me to one of his cousins' riding ring on Harrison Road. And the riding ring is still there, believe it or not. You can see it next to the new Pine Tree School buildings there near the light. And so the Lawrence family, who are my grandfather's cousins, own the riding ring, and Cynthia Lawrence had been my grandfather's grandmother. So she was the aunt, the great aunt of the cousins that we were being taken to. In any event, they were also horse people. So when we arrived at the riding ring with our Shetland pony in the trailer, I was surprised to see a little buggy. It's called a sulky, and many of you may not have never have seen one before, but if you've seen the movie Gone with the Wind, Bonnie Blue is riding in a sulky with her Shetland pony, and that's how she is flipped and killed in the movie. Anyway, so my grandfather took me out to the riding ring and put me in the sulky, and I protested, and we called my grandfather Pop, and I said, "Pop, I don't want to be in this. I want out. I do not want to do this. This is frightening to me." And he said, "No, you're going to do this, son. We've got to show you how much fun this can be." And it really, he was right. It ended up being fun. But so he forced me to stay in it, and he took the riding crop, and he whipped the back of the horse, and off we rode around the riding ring, and round and round we went. And the first round, I was screaming and saying, "Pop, let me out, let me out." And by the time I made the first lap, I was laughing and enjoying myself, and I remember just continuing to want to ride and ride until they came out and forced me to stop and get out of the sulky. From that moment on, I was very fond of horses and was no longer afraid, and I felt that it had been a great burden had been lifted off of me, because I was no longer terrified to go with him into the stable and curry the horses and help him feed them and saddle them. And it was a good time for me as a child to grow up in East Texas, and particularly Longview, where it was still particularly quite rural, and many of us owned horses and certainly cattle, and in this area of East Texas. So that's my story of childhood in Longview.